Welcome, everyone, to our February episode of Thinking Outside the Box. Oh, I'm so excited today. I've wanted to have this episode for a while. I have Amanda here with our Treasury Management Department. And let's get started. Amanda Greenman, tell us a little bit about yourself. I have to say that to myself because I've known her as Amanda Otto for a long time. So, Amanda, tell us a little bit about yourself.
It is still weird to hear it too. Last year was a busy year. I got married, but I'm also a mom of two. So I have a 2-year-old girl and a 5-month-old boy. So nothing going on in our house right now, but
a little busy there.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Great, great. And how long have you been at Platte Valley Bank?
I've been with Platte Valley for about 7.5 years.
Oh, I can't believe that.
And what I think is so interesting about Amanda, she's been in several different departments. I remember for a while I'd go over and try to find her for one reason or another, and she'd be in a different department. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I started as an intern with the audit and compliance, as well as working with Deb in credit analysis.
Yeah.
Then from there, I decided I didn't want to leave, so Platte Valley let me stay. I kept doing the credit analysis, worked with that for a while. I worked a little bit in accounting, worked in HR for a while, and then worked with credit review for a while there. Then we had the PPP loans that we had to do. So I got to work kind of in the ag department, but just working on PPP loans and helping process those. So that was interesting. Then kind of became a general lender, then a commercial lender, and now treasury management. So
that's amazing.
Almost everywhere.
You've seen so many different aspects of the bank.
Yeah.
That's cool. And now you're the head of a treasury management.
Yeah.
Exciting. Yeah. I like
it. Exciting stuff.
Yeah. Well, we're going to delve into that in just a minute. But first, let's try this drink. So technically, we're past Valentine's Day, but we're still doing a love potion.
Ooh.
So if this works out, you could try this on someone. It is a mocktail, essentially. But so let's try it, and then we'll go from there.
Cheers.
Cheers. What do you think?
It's good. Very strawberry.
Yeah, it's raspberry technically.
Oh, okay.
Sour a little bit.
Yeah. Good though. Sweet and a little punch too.
Yeah, that's why we white love food. So how you make it's fresh raspberries that you muddle with sugar and lemon juice. Then you add some raspberry sherbet or sorbet, and then sparkling lemonade. So it's pretty easy, actually. It was so messy. I think I even had it on my forehead when I was trying to make it. So, but yeah, we'll rate it at the end. So we'll go from there. Okay. So let's start with an overview of treasury management. So it's basically managing cash flow, right?
Correct.
Can you get more into depth what that means? Because I think this is a little more of a confusing topic, maybe.
I would agree.
Unless you're right in the depths of it.
But so
tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah. So treasury management is us working with organizations for them to optimize and find efficiencies with their cash flow.
Okay.
So if they need to be sending money, receiving money, helping them with the best way to do that, try and do it as fast as possible or schedule it out. Okay. And then protecting their funds as well.
Yeah. That's great. Okay. So that's a good explanation, I think. So, how long ago did we start getting involved in that as a company? Who's on your team and can all three states utilize it? So that's three questions.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see if I can remember all.
Okay. So starting, when did we start getting involved in that as the bank?
Yeah. So they first posted this in 2023.
Okay.
And I joined the team as the first member of the treasury management team in October of 23.
Okay.
So that's kind of when we started it. It's really ramping up in community bank environments. It's really big for the big banks. And so now we get to start getting in and being competitive there.
Good, good. That's awesome. And who is on the team?
Yeah, so obviously myself.
Yes.
Then we have Nick Giggy. He offices out of Greeley, Fort Collins. He's our treasury management officer.
Okay.
And then Tina Keller. She offices here out of our operations center in Scotts Bluff. And she is our treasury management specialist. So more of that support, maintenance of the services that we provide.
Okay. And so you can utilize that in all three states.
All three states.
Wyoming, Nebraska.
Yep.
That's great news. Okay. So tell me a little bit more. So if a company wanted to utilize our services that are related to cash efficiencies, what do we actually offer? Can you tell me what services?
Sure. So a really popular one is ACH origination. So that's where they can send direct deposit to their employees. They can also send payables and receivables that way. So, you know, HOAs that need to collect funds or something like that. We do wire origination for domestic only. So they can actually key their own wires from their desktop at home as long as it's a domestic wire. They're signed up with that service.
Okay.
We can set them up with Positive Pay, which is a fraud prevention tool.
Ooh.
So that's where the system will automatically, they upload a list of all the checks that they write. The system will automatically cross-reference any check trying to clear their account.
Yeah.
So check fraud's pretty big right now. So
yes,
that's a big one that a lot of people are signing up for. And then on the flip side, we have something similar called ACH exceptions. And that's where we can kind of put filters on their account for ACH transactions. So if they have an account that they don't want any ACH coming out of, we can put a filter on.
Wow, that's pretty, that's incredible, actually.
Yeah.
So I don't know if this is on our, okay, this is a question I'm not, let me just throw another question out.
All right.
Yeah, you're like, lucky me. But so are a lot of other community banks doing that, or are we ahead of the game, or how does that work into this?
Yeah, we're kind of right in the game. So everyone else is kind of jumping on the bandwagon at the same time. You know, we've always offered a lot of these services, but it just now is housed and we're trying to support more people to support those. But yeah, a lot of community banks are doing the same thing and they're trying to jump in and be able to service these customers because obviously we want deposits and that's how you get big deposits.
Yes. Yeah. Great. I'm so glad that we're offering this and it's under one umbrella, I guess. Can we say it like that?
Yeah. Kind of trying to house it in one spot.
Yeah. No, I like it. That's great. Okay, so sitting here as employees, if we want to try to cross-sell this service, how's the best way that we can do that? Push someone into, hey, we have this great service, treasury management. How do we go about that?
Yeah, so a lot of times when we're talking with, if it's a customer in front of us or if we're out in our community talking with someone, if we can just start to recognize maybe what some of those needs might be. So maybe you're talking to someone who needs to collect payments on a regular basis. We have an easy way to do that. And then just send them over our way or jot down their information and let us know and we can give them a call.
Okay.
I've done trainings in the past. I'm going to re-record them and get them on our SharePoint page. So hopefully that allows some additional education opportunities for us as employees to understand what it is, when to reference people that way.
No, that'd be great. Just you know, cross-selling is a big deal.
Right.
That way we can bring up those deposits.
Right.
That's what we like to talk about, right?
Absolutely.
So, Anne, what's the best way to get a hold of the treasury management team?
Yeah, we have an email. So tm@pvbank.com or tm@bankmvb.com. It goes to the same place.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we have a line that rings to all three of our phones as well. So that's 308-633-4903.
Okay. And I think we'll make sure we put that up on the screen. So that'll just be really easy to get a hold of you. Is there information that we should have covered that we didn't?
You know, this is really big. We're going into updating our fee structure. We just did that this month. We're probably going to start getting a lot of calls from customers because we're also turning fees back on. We have something called an account analysis system.
Okay.
And so as we turn fees on this next month, I think we'll get an increase in calls. So if you have any questions, feel free to direct that to anyone on the treasury management team.
Okay. That's some great information there. Hey, are you ready to do that question of the day?
Let's do it.
Okay. Now remember, so we're both going to answer the question. I really don't know what it is. You got written up a long time ago.
All right.
Okay. What is our question?
What are two things that every person should do before they die?
Okay. Such a nice question.
Oh, two things. I think everyone should attempt something that they don't think that they can do.
I love that one.
Okay. Whether it's, I don't know, a marathon or even a 5K or something.
Yep.
And then a second thing would be to write down experiences in like a memoir format. Someone in your life wants to read about that.
No, I love that. That's really good. Okay, mine would be, I think somewhere you have to go on that bucket list place that, you know, somewhere that you don't know if you'd ever think you're going to get, you just got to go. You got to do it. And kind of with you too, I think you have to write down some of those experiences and pass them on to your family.
I think you got to do that.
Yeah.
So, okay, good answers.
Okay, so it's time to rate the drink. Now get on this drink, this love potion, if you want to turn it from a mocktail to a cocktail. Pretty easy. Just add some vodka, regular vodka, or you can complete the vodka. Okay, it's a little sweet and sour. What are you rating it? One is least good, five's fantastic, three's in between. What would you like to rate it?
I think I'd go with a four. I don't like things that are too sweet. So the lemon, that sour kick to it, I think that notches it up for me.
Okay. I'm going to go 3.5 to 4. I love the raspberry. It's a tad sour. So 3.5 to 4. So, okay. Well, cheers again.
Cheers.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us today. Thank you for watching. Don't forget to fill out our survey. We love to hear what you'd like to hear coming up. And have a great day.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you.